Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of High Velocity Radio, and this is going to be a good one. Today we have with us Kristen King, and she is with Kinetic Business by Windstream. Welcome.
Hi, good afternoon, Lee.
Before we get too far into things, can you tell us about Kinetic Business by Windstream? How are you serving folks?
Yeah, thanks for that little introduction. Kinetic Business by Windstream delivers solutions and services to address the needs of small to medium-sized business customers. And those are obviously evolving a lot during the pandemic.
So how do you help the small to medium-sized business person?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we deliver internet services, fiber services, and a lot of other integral services to customers as they navigate through challenging times. And I'd certainly be more than happy to talk to you about some of those things.
Well, absolutely. So now the world is a little bit upside down. A lot of people are working from home, maybe for the first time. And having a good internet connection may have been a nice to have back in the day, but now it's a must have because it's not just for entertainment anymore. This is about how people are, running their business. So how does Windstream help?
Yeah, you're 100% right. So right now people have a really strong need for reliable internet connections. We've got more people that are working from home, children that are attending school virtually. And the Windstream network has remained very strong during a time when people are so reliant on internet to stay connected. We have done made a significant investment in our fiber infrastructure as well. And fiber is super important to households and to business customers because it allows them to send data faster. It also allows them to utilize multiple devices and be connected at once without a lag in speed. So obviously that's extremely important.
So now from the customer standpoint, that people might think internet is internet. Why should I switch what I have to Windstream? Or is this something that is only going to be relevant in my business? Or is this something that can also bleed into my home life if I am working from home?
Absolutely. We've got a lot of folks today that were working in an office environment and have moved to a home environment. So in 2020 alone, we've added fiber to over 100,000 households in the 18 state footprint where we operate. We've also enabled fiber for businesses. So we're servicing both households and businesses right now with our fiber services. Again, the fiber offers significantly better speeds and better reliability in a really important time for people to be utilizing technology to run their day-to-day lives as well as their businesses.
But what am I going to be able to tell a difference if I switch from maybe a provider of internet that is on sports stadiums to Windstream? Is that something that's noticeable or is
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely. You know, upload speeds, download speeds are going to be faster than what they were prior. You are going to see less issues with connectivity and lag, and just overall the experience is going to be far superior to that you may have experienced with copper solutions or even, some of the broadband solutions.
So now when people are switching, which I'm sure they are, because like I said earlier, this is becoming a must have. Is there a way that you work with corporations to help them kind of inform their employees that, hey, this is something that we recommend you switching to, like some sort of a transition into Windstream?
Yeah, absolutely. So we work with, as I said, small and medium-sized businesses. And what we do is take a very different approach to determining need. We go in and we do an analysis or a discovery of the critical business issues that businesses might be experiencing, what applications they're running, what needs they have, what business challenges they have. So we can determine, what is the right solution for that customer. Not every solution is the same for every single customer. So we also have other ancillary products and services that we're finding are extremely important to, business owners as well as households as they navigate, the changing dynamic of the pandemic. And one of those products is our Office Suite UC product that allows us to use HG Meeting, which is part of that product. And it's a virtual meeting space that's protected by a secure login and operates in a way in which you get true collaboration. So you can do screen sharing and you can hold one-on-one meetings. And it also allows you to really leverage technology to have face-to-face meetings where you weren't able to do that via virtual sessions.
And then you said it's more secure than maybe something off the shelf.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, are you finding a need for that more and more?
We are. Many people are moving away from premise-based solutions and moving to cloud-based solutions. This product, this Office Suite product, is in the cloud. It certainly offers a robust set of collaborative tools, allowing people to work from anywhere in a very secure environment and allowing them to have face-to-face interactions where they couldn't before. So, video conferencing where you can share screens, where you can collaborate on tools. And it's just an overall interactive session where you feel like you've got that face-to-face meeting going, but you're actually in a virtual space.
And in that case, if one person has it, like say I have a Windstream solution, I can invite someone that's a non-Windstream person, they can access it as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're finding that the product is so important to homeowners and business owners today that they're using it with friends, family, to have social interactions as well as to have business meetings, that, it's a product that's getting a lot of referral business.
So now in your role as VP of Small Business Channels, what are you as an organization celebrating as wins? Is it just signing up more business people on the platform?
My team is specifically focused on field sales. So we have about 80 field sales associates that are across our 18-state footprint that sell to small to medium-sized businesses through the consultative approach that we talked about. And for us, it's really about education. So how customers can use technology to resolve their critical business issues, make them more productive, in some cases, lower their bottom line, create efficiencies within their business. And we're just really finding that business owners are using our platforms for conversations with customers, but also with their employees when everyone's working in a very remote type fashion today.
So now is Windstream also working remote, or do you all go into a central location?
So we are working very in a remote capability as well today. Most of our folks are. We do have offices and technicians that are working out of some of our sites. We perform a very critical function, our technicians do, to installing new services as well as doing repair services. So they are going in and out of some of our offices, but for the most part, we're working in a very remote fashion as well.
So now when you, if I wanted to know if I can work out of my house using Windstream, I just go to the Windstream website and put in my address, and then it would tell me if you're in the area. Like, how does that work?
Absolutely. So as I said, we've got an 18-state footprint. Certainly you can utilize our website for getting more information about Windstream. We do have a full service product offering that we can offer in states where we are not the ILEC or where we don't have network services, but where we can offer the Office Suite product, where we can offer SD-WAN product and other products as well.
Right. So there's not, this isn't just like I get my internet, there's a bunch of resources as well.
Absolutely.
You guys do, if I needed maybe even backup or something like that, there's a whole bunch of services that Windstream can help me with.
Yep, absolutely. So as I said, we find that the best approach is to really talk to a business customer about their needs and where they have some pain points within their business, and then we can determine the best solution for them. But we have a full service offering, you know, with everything from, you know, fiber internet services to security applications to cloud-based solutions like the Office Suite UC product that we talked about. So we are a full service provider.
And then the whole, and the, do you specialize in certain industries? Like, is this a better solution maybe for healthcare, financial services, where that data is so critical? Or does this work for, you know, an ad agency or a restaurant?
Absolutely. And the nice thing about our product set is because it's so robust and comprehensive, we've got products that, that pretty much fit any business need. You know, there are a lot of businesses that certainly have security needs that are robust or application needs that are very robust. But we're finding that that really every business right now is evolving their technology needs due to the COVID virus and the, you know, the changes within working parameters.
Now, have you been able to find any kind of silver linings in this pandemic? Is it the fact that now more people are working from home and now they're more discerning maybe and they have more needs than they anticipated? Is there anything that you're going to be able to carry forward when the pandemic wanes?
Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, it's interesting. I think that the world as we know it will continue to change and evolve. And, you know, we're finding that people are being very productive working from home. And so as such, I think that more people will continue working from home in the future, which certainly makes there be a need for technology enhancements within the home. Which is why we've made such a significant investment in fiber for households as well as for businesses. And I also think that the, you know, that some of the other products and services that are out there around security and cloud-based solutions will allow for businesses and homeowners to continue to evolve.
Now, in your work, have you seen any kind of, maybe you can share some success story where you've worked with a small business and seen, because they're working with Windstream, their business grow?
Absolutely. Well, you know, there's you know, a customer that stands out in my mind, and it's a Chamber of Commerce that has a lot of members, and they were facilitating a city council meeting in Texas and had 500 folks that wanted to attend the meeting. Because of social distancing, they couldn't have the meeting face to face. So they used our Office Suite platform, our HD meeting platform, to host that meeting, and had 500 attendees in that meeting that had obviously a virtual experience, but they were able to share all of the materials that they would have shared in the meeting via the screen. There was interaction, face-to-face interaction that happened. And, you know, I mean, that was a monumental thing for that city, that Chamber of Commerce, to allow them to continue to get very, very important messaging out to their constituents.
And not leave anybody out.
That's exactly right.
And in some of these services, we talked about, you know, a little bit of the security element. There's also, is there an opportunity to bundle with my phone service or VoIP?
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. So, you know, we offer a full service solution where you can bundle phone service with internet service and any other ancillary products and services, backup services, security services that you may need.
And then the way that it works is if I had a question, I just contact you guys, the website for the business side of Windstream.
Absolutely.
I guess I can go to windstream.com and then go click on business or something like that.
Windstream.com and Kinetic Business by Windstream, and we can assist you with any needs that you may have.
And then I would talk to a human and get to have a conversation, explain what my challenges are.
Absolutely. So we would host a lot of times what we're doing, because customers are not comfortable having face-to-face meetings. We're using our platform, our Office Suite platform and our HD meeting platform, to host meetings where we can have a virtual session where we go through our discovery session with the customer. We understand their business. We understand their business needs. We bring along one of our solution engineers to help understand the critical business issues of that customer. And then we come back with a solution that's custom tailored to meet your needs.
And what's the pain that I'm having? Is this a pain that I'm not even noticing I'm having? Like, what am I, is this?
In some cases, it may be that you just, you don't know that you have a pain point. And in some cases, it may be you know you do. You've got a, you know, you've got a bandwidth issue, or you know you've got a security issue, or you know that you're going to run some applications over your network that you weren't prior, and you have a need for a secure network. Or you are going to be adding locations and you have a need for a product like SD-WAN, where you've got multiple locations and you can leverage internet connections to avoid disaster. And, you know, so it just, it kind of depends on what we uncover in that initial discovery meeting. But a lot of times we will uncover pain that you didn't even know existed, or we can help quantify that pain and come up with a solution that's going to help you to be a lot more efficient in the future.
Well, that sounds like a challenge from a sales standpoint when you're selling a service that I'm not knowing that I need until I'm informed about it. So how do you kind of get the word out for your potential customers to even think that they might benefit from switching?
So a lot of times we'll talk about, you know, we see a lot of the same challenges within vertical businesses. So, you know, you mentioned, you know, is your product set good for just one business or one business type or another? And it's not, because we've got such a robust product portfolio. But we do find that the challenges that retail, you know, that those go across all retail type opportunities. So a lot of times, you know, we will, you know, we'll call customers and we'll talk about some of the challenges that we've solved for via our retail solutions for a customer. Or, you know, we'll get a referral from a customer that will send us to, you know, a friend of theirs or somebody that they work with often. Our customers tend to be so happy with our products and services that oftentimes they repurchase. We go in and we have... In conjunction with our account management group, we work to ensure that we do account reviews with customers to ensure that the products and services that they're using today are the right ones for them in the future, because their needs are evolving, their business is evolving, and we need to make sure that we're there to help capture that for them.
Well, you know what they say is that when you got a good service, that's the best kind of advertising, because people are want to brag about it. So congratulations on that. So you mentioned you're in 18 markets. What could we be doing to help you? What do you need more of?
You know, I think for us, it's just making sure that people are aware that, you know, Kinetic Business by Windstream is out there, that that we have a full solution for households, for small business customers, for the medium-sized business customers, multi-location customers, that we're out there, that we really do take a different approach to understanding what the business needs are and solving for those. And we want to be here to partner with you as we all navigate through this very changing world.
All right. One more time, the website?
www.windstream.com.
Good stuff. Well, Kristen, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thank you.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on High Velocity Radio.